Welcome back, and joining me now for a closer look at the equity scene is Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks. Caroline, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So as much as we're gearing up for the holidays at this point, are you having to buckle up for some kind of volatility nevertheless? I mean, still being driven by headlines are the markets, especially as liquidity remains low due to this very slow holiday period.
Look, things are definitely going to slow down now. I'll be surprised if we have the volatility that we've had for the last few days. I'm sure people are relieved about that. You know, it does also appear as if this whole issue with Omicron is actually dying down a bit. You know, it's in the US, it's not too much of a problem. In the EU, yes, they into a partial lockdown, but we're also already seeing the tone, you know, about the strength and the problems of this virus getting, you know, not being as severe as before. So I think we're going to go into a nice, quiet, peaceful time, hopefully.
Okay. Okay, well, what that seems to have triggered is some kind of fast money buying into the buy the dip frenzy. I mean, are you still managing to find opportunity right now, or are you steering clear and taking a bit of a breather?
Yeah, so this is never the right way to actually do things. You know, you kind of need to keep calm and carry on. You know, some of the companies appear to be overvalued, but they're overvalued for a reason, because they've got strong growth prospects. So yes, do pick up things when they go lower. Don't get nervous, you know, when things go backwards. These good companies will perform over time. So yes, pick up some things when you see it, but, you know, don't try to play the market, because remember, the economies are still, you know, strong, and they're recovering. So even though the virus now has actually slowed that recovery, they're still recovering. The supply issues that we have had the whole year, they're going to ease during 2022. So I don't see a huge reason for worry at this point. You know, people are panicking when they saw this last week. It happens from time to time.
Yeah. On the company scene, it's very interesting, because it looks like we've got many corporates looking at this point, Caroline, to be tying up any loose ends and hoping to start off 2022 on the front foot, right? We've had a lot of company announcements filtered through BHP amongst the lot today, saying that it's opting out of bidding for Canada's Norrent Resources. What have you made of that? Because it shows that these are miners that know when it's time to call it quits, I guess.
Well, it's also the fact that, you know, they're also looking at rising interest rates. You know, so these big deals that actually look relatively attractive when interest rates were near zero don't look as attractive now, especially if there's a bidding war. So BHP, very, very prudent management, and good to step away. You know, these high interest rates are going to come back to bite people who are highly leveraged, who are actually taking on those deals. So BHP, fantastic company. The fact that they've dealt with this deal in the way they have, you know, just gives me ever more faith in the way they're dealing with things. These miners are not making the same mistakes that they made in 2008, 2009, which is really great to see.
Caroline, that being said, though, what this deal was hoping to do was bring into its stable more secure access to nickel, right? So does that stand as a bit of a headwind for it in terms of competitive advantage as far as the electric vehicle market is concerned, or not necessarily?
Look, they still have deposits, still have access to a few deposits here and there. Yes, it does. You know, obviously these companies want to suck up as much of these rarer metals. Unfortunately, you know, most of these things are mined in very, very volatile or parts of the world. So this would have been an attractive place to get, simply because of the deposits there, and also because of the strength of the governance that is there. But again, they're looking to probably a slowing economy. They're looking at higher interest rates, and they're just saying, we'll step away. Okay. And I think if with higher interest rates, you're probably going to see a lot of these, like I said, the guys actually get shaken out of the market. And then there'll be an opportunity for them to pick up assets, hopefully. Oh.
Okay, so while they step out, we've got Sanlam on a drive to strengthen its African footprint. It's saying that it's in talks with Europe's largest insurer, and that Allianz. We are struggling to get any, finer detail in terms of what exactly we're looking at here. Have you managed to get anything?
No, I actually went into Allianz's earnings calls and analyst presentations, and I couldn't find anything. So I don't think this is a core deal for Allianz. So Sanlam's emerging markets division is about 25% of their earnings. But for Allianz, I don't even think that the African earnings are 1%. So, you know, this is like just a tiny little hiccup in the corporate deals that they do from day to day. So I'm going to speculate that, you know, Allianz is in a bit of a, I wouldn't say a restructuring, but a different way of actually looking at their business. They're on a very aggressive growth plan. They're planning to generate profit growth of between 5% and 7% over the next 3 years. So when you've got these little businesses that really are high maintenance, non-core, it makes sense for them to actually offload them. So if I'm going to put my money on the block, I don't think it's a JV, or I think this is Allianz maybe disposing of those countries to Sanlam.
Yeah. Well, on that note, let's leave it there, Caroline. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks.